From All Seasons Chiropractic, Dr. Trevor Winzowski, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, sir.
So tell me, like, maximized living. It just sounds like a title of a book or something.
Yeah.
What exactly is maximized living?
Let's dispel some of the confusion. First off, I want to say V. Gates to Victor in Germany. Get that out of the way. All right. So when we talk about maximized living, it's a healthcare delivery system based upon the five essentials. Not the five maybes, the five essentials. Now, when I talk about a healthcare delivery system, I'm not talking about, okay, you're going to get a test and then a drug and then some surgery. I'm talking about something completely different, which will ultimately prevent you from ending up in that particular venue. So the five essentials are this. It's maximize your mindset. It's maximize your spinal position, your alignment. It's maximizing your nutrition. It's maximizing your exercise, and it's minimizing one thing, the toxic load in your body. So let's go through those individually. Maximize your mind. We all know that we should be walking around thinking, hey, I'm happy, I'm having a great time, it's all this, but we don't understand the reason why. There's a vital connection between your mindset and your health. You talk to the people that are most unhappy, they're typically the saddest. It just makes sense. The people that are happiest complain the least. And you also can see when someone is happy, typically their posture looks pretty good. And that leads right into the actual essential number two, which is spinal correction. I've never met anybody with a bad spine who's actually truly healthy. And so my job as a chiropractor is to create that balance within the system so that the spine works better. Why? Because it houses and protects the most important system in the body, the nerve system, which controls everything. For your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest, for you to fight cancer every single day through the course of your immune system, it's all controlled by that nerve system. So that's pretty much the central hub of everything that we do in maximized living. The third one is maximizing your nutrition. So it's not about, let's get you on a diet, let's get you on a nutrition plan. Because you think about the first three letters of diet, exactly.
It's diet. Exactly.
It doesn't work, and it's not something you can do for a long period of time. So we teach you how to eat like an elephant and look like a gazelle. That always gets people.
Nice.
They go, hey, I like that. I want to do that.
I'm in.
The other thing is now exercise. We want to maximize. Now, I talk about exercise, and I always see people's eyes glaze over. Oh, my gosh, I got to go exercise. Okay, what if it was 10 minutes? 10 minutes of exercise every day. You think about that. It's 10 minutes of exercise versus 24 hours dead. What's better? Yeah. I think the exercise is good, and it's 10 minutes, and it's done, and you forget about it. So you think 168 hours in a work week, you're looking maybe six times a week. That's an hour out of your week. That gives you plenty of time for other leisure activities that don't enhance your health, like TV and all those other things. But anyways, and then the last one you want to minimize is toxins. So we're looking at what are the potential toxins that are in our environment, in our house, in the cosmetics we use, or potentially some of the cleaners, or whatever it is. And then how do we detox our body to get rid of those things? So it's a comprehensive healthcare delivery system that you can do on a regular basis that allows you to do what? Get healthy. And I've never met anybody that applies these principles over the course of a year that doesn't get results. Because what happens? They start changing what? Their lifestyle. And it's really about that. It's the choices you make on a day-to-day basis. And it's not saying you have to be militant and all you're going to eat is, you know, berries and sticks. No, no. I'm talking about you're doing things that on the whole, 95% of the time, is better for you. You can still live and enjoy those things. Do I still love chocolate? Yes, I do. I said, but the fact of the matter is, I don't do it all the time. So at that rate, let's make it so that it's real easy for you to do this and enjoy this maximized living healthcare delivery system. Instead of it being $200 for the initial consultation, for the rest of the month, anybody who calls the office starting today till the end of the month, it's free. It's no charge. Okay, so that includes the initial consultation, the examination, the history taking, whatever I need to do in terms of computerized testing and x-rays, if necessary, at no charge.
Tell me, the cold that we've been having for the last while, how does that affect our health and our well-being?
Well, there's many aspects of this. And so if I go from the maximized living model, first it's mindset. So what do we start thinking? Oh my gosh, it's cold outside. Oh, I don't want to go outside. Oh, it's so cold. And what happens? We start to feel what? Yucky. And so then we have this new diagnosis called the seasonal affective disorder. And all of a sudden, now it's okay to be kind of sad because our mindset is now, you know, it's cold outside, so I need to, you know, feel bad about things. And there is some proof to that, that because of where we live and the cold weather, that our vitamin D levels drop. And as a result of that, we can get some mood changes. We can get some behavioral changes. It doesn't justify it in terms of the sense of saying, well, now I can be unhappy, but it does prevent us from doing what? Being outside, being active, right? So we start getting less active. So we start getting into the snowball where it's less activity, change in mindset. You know, I'm going to eat a little bit more. I'm going to eat a little bit different things because I want to feel good. And typically those different things aren't good for us. And so we start to see why typically that cold weather can make us, quote unquote, sick, but not because it's cold outside. It's because we're changing our outlook on things. We're changing our activities on things. We're changing how we behave in relation to that.
If you want more information, you can talk to Dr. Trevor Winzowski over at All Seasons Chiropractic. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, sir.